课堂听 class.com。
Chief Weapons Inspector Report on Iraq Weapons。
武器调查员关于伊拉克武器情况的汇报。
Words and expressions。
单词和短语。
Inspector。
检察员。
Intelligence。
情报。
Weapons of mass destruction。
大规模杀伤性武器。
Iraq。
伊拉克。
Nuclear。
核的。
Biological。
生物的。
Oust。
驱逐。
Saddam Hussein。
萨达姆侯赛因。
Senate Intelligence Committee。
参议院情报委员会。
Senate Armed Services Committee。
参议院军事委员会。
Disarm。
解除武装。
Ban。
禁止。
Resolution。
决议。
Shape。
引导。
Central Intelligence Agency。
美国中央情报局。
Iraq Survey Group。
伊拉克调查团。
Redirect。
更改。
Prime Minister Tony Blair。
英国首相托尼·布莱尔。
Wrongdoing。
不正当行为。
Overstate。
夸张。
Denounce。
谴责。
Former Chief United States Weapons Inspector David Kay has called for an independent investigation into the United States intelligence failure over weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Mr. Kay said he has found no such weapons in Iraq, even though he and a number of governments, including the United States, believed they existed.Mr. Kay blamed bad intelligence for the failure to find weapons of mass destruction. Mr. Kay said he does not believe Iraq had many nuclear, chemical, or biological weapons when American forces invaded the country last year. The Bush administration noted intelligence showing Iraq had such weapons,as the main reason for going to war to oust Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein. Mr. Kay spoke Wednesday before the Senate Intelligence Committee and the Senate Armed Services Committee in Washington, D.C. He said that people who believed Iraq had weapons of mass destruction were almost all wrong. He also said there was evidence that Saddam Hussein had made efforts to disarm long before President Bush began making the case for war. However, Mr. Kay also noted evidence that Iraq was involved in weapons programs banned by United Nations resolutions. Some Democrats have suggested that the Bush administration pressured intelligence experts to shape the intelligence,to help President Bush make the case for invading Iraq. But Mr. Kay dismissed such comments. He said intelligence experts were never under political pressure. Democrats also have called for an independent investigation. But congressional Republicans and the Bush administration oppose such an investigation,They say it could harm intelligence efforts. Mr. Kay said questions about Iraq's possible weapons of mass destruction may never be answered. He said that may be because many documents and other evidence were stolen following the American invasion of Iraq last year. David Kay was special advisor to Central Intelligence Agency Director George Tenet. He was chosen last year as the leader of the Iraq Survey Group, partly because he believed that weapons would be found. Mr. Kay resigned last week as the top American weapons inspector in Iraq. He said he did so because resources for the search were being redirected. In another development this week, a British judge cleared Prime Minister Tony Blair's administration of any wrongdoing over charges he overstated the Iraq weapons threat as a reason for war. Judge Brian Hutton said the British government's understanding of the Iraqi threat came from intelligence officials. The judge denounced the British Broadcasting Corporation for a report accusing the Blair administration of falsely representing the evidence about Iraq's weapons. The chairman of the BBC later resigned.